Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the Light the Fight podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. I'm Kaz, and I got my two favorite OGs with me, K-Scott and Rojo. Fellas, what's up?
Voila. And man, if y'all could see the video, y'all need to check out Rojo's like collective like toys and all that stuff. Yeah. He's making me jealous right now. I need my Batman stuff around here, man. But I'm doing good today.
Hey, I'm welcoming my guys, you know. Like, I love my pop. I love my big pops, man. But yeah, these things are cool,
those are cool, man. Those are really cool. Little Hulk versions of them.
I love them, man.
Little mini Hulks. So
whenever I do look at the video, I got a couple of them. I even got a couple back there. Yeah, I love them. Well,
if anyone wants to know, you can watch our reels on Instagram or on YouTube. Mm-hmm. But if you want to be able to watch the full length episodes, we haven't even been promoting this. We should promote this, but we're going to be promoting a lot more in just a few weeks once everything is turned to OG Therapy. Right now, you still have to find this podcast on Light the Fight podcast. It's a podcast I've had for years. That's where everybody knows where I'm at. Light the Fight on Patreon. If you've not heard of Patreon, you go to patreon.com, Patreon/Light the Fight. Again, it will be changing to OG Therapy by the end of this month. But what you can get there is you can get these episodes and you can see the video. That way you can get on the inside jokes. I was talking trash back and forth. And also just kind of see our little home studio setups. And once we switch over to OG Therapy officially, we're going to be doing some other stuff on Patreon that I haven't talked to you guys about. Just some little bit more personal stuff. I don't have a personal page for social media. It's just mostly just the podcast. So on Patreon, I'll be putting a little bit more personal stuff up there. Some rants every now and then, answer questions from parents. So go visit at www.patreon.com/lightthefight for now. And in the near future, it'll be OG Therapy, but it is $5 or might've went up to $7 a month, but you get all these video content, get a lot of cool other stuff in there. So go check it out if you're interested. If not, know where you can follow us on Instagram. Rojo, where can they find you on Instagram?
For my Instagram, it's Robert L. Johnson 32. And I'm always very active. So just hit me up on there. I can figure it out.
Yep. Yeah. You can help us. You can give us any of your questions you have. Hit us up in the DMs. We'll be happy to answer your questions. Kay, where can they find you at?
He said, I'll figure it out.
He said that because the other day he's like, hey, you guys, how do I find reels on YouTube?
Yep. I'll figure
you,
it
you
out.
You got to drop your phone on the ground 3 times.
Man. You sounded like a real OG, man. Like, oh, man. But you can find me on all socials except for TikTok. I haven't made a TikTok yet at @KScott_2. Hopefully one day I'll probably make a TikTok, but you can find me on all the other socials at @KScott_2.
Oh, they're going to be getting that OG Therapy TikTok with our reels real soon here.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Jordan's putting us on there. He's getting us on TikTok. You know, Jordan's a little TikTok celebrity.
Oh, he's like
a little. Yes, he is. He's like a little mini micro celebrity, over 100K over on TikTok.
People take pictures with him. Yeah.
Yeah. We were at this high school not too long ago. These kids like, oh, I know you from TikTok. And I was like, who, me? They're like, no, not you, him. I was like, oh, dang, my bad.
He the man.
I know, he's the man on TikTok. All right. Yep. So well, let's go ahead. We got another question here for you guys. As always, these are questions from real life teenagers. And then we're going to give you our real life OG answers. Take the nuggets, take the information you think is helpful for you, the rest of it. Hey, if you think it's helpful to someone else, please share these episodes with your friends. When you see the reels come up on YouTube, when you see the reels come up on Instagram, follow us on Instagram, follow us on YouTube, but definitely share not just the reels, but these episodes. If you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere that you listen to podcasts, you can find us just looking through Light the Fight podcast and then look at the episodes that say OG Therapy on there. Click, do that little arrow with that square, share it to your friends because, hey, your friends may need some of this OG therapy themselves.
Yes, yes. And thank you for saying that too, Kaz. And I'm going to jump right into the question right now.
Let's do it.
The question is, what is the best way to deal with the loss of a loved one? And this is something that we have talked about, and this is something that's going to be really beneficial. So you take this, Kaz, and Let's dive into this one. This is going to be really deep. So let's dive into it.
Yeah. Thanks for whoever sent that question. Thanks for Rojo for queuing it up. And I think we're all going to have a little bit of our own nuggets to share on this one. First thing that comes to my mind, I mean, I could say 100 things, but first thing that comes to my mind is you definitely don't want to isolate yourself too much.
Right.
Even if this could be your mom, your dad, your sibling, best friend, as painful as the loss may be, a grandparent. I know I was doing a class over at high school recently, and a lot of kids in my class have lost a grandparent within even the past year. And they got pretty emotional just talking about it in our class. And so a grandparent is the first death for a lot of young people. But if you're unfortunate to have a parent or a close friend, aunt, uncle died, those are equally, you know, hurtful and painful. I just want to let you guys know that if you're alone, if you're isolating yourself and you're a lot of pain, it can cause your mind to play tricks on you. So be really careful not to isolate yourself too much. Now, if you want to be left alone because you're embarrassed, be crying, snot, boogers coming out your nose, like because it can get pretty painful. I get it.
Right.
But do not stay in the shadows. Do not stay alone by yourself, because that's where a lot of things can happen. Another thing too, because that's something not to do. Another thing to do is share the stories of your loved one with other people that love them. Some of the best advice that the families I've worked for have given me, they told me that when their kids died, close family members died, the people that would reach out to them and would say, hey, I just want to let you know that, you know, when I was 12 years old, you know, your husband like went out of his way to like coach me on my baseball team. And always, you know, I remember this one time where we won this game and this happened. Sharing stories about the people who've lost, one, it creates a bond with you and the other people. Two, the closest people to that person, that warms their heart, because I can tell you what no one that's ever lived on this earth wants to experience: to be forgotten. Mm-hmm. And if you're protective of your death of your loved ones, which most people I know, I mean, I think almost everyone that's ever lost someone, you'd be protective of that person. Even if that person wasn't the best person to you, you know, you may not want negative things being said about that person at their funeral, right? And what better way to say positive things than to tell fun stories, to tell stories of that person at their best. So it helps you to relive their life and to be happy about their life, because their death is something you can't control, even if it's tragic or if you knew it was coming. Obviously, if you could have stopped it, you would have stopped it. But if you tell the stories about how they lived life, then their stories live on with you, your family and friends, and no one ever wants to be forgotten. I know that's one of my biggest fears, that like I end up living a life where people are like, oh, what was that fool's name again? David Cause?
Who?
I don't know. Anyways, I played football with him a long time ago. Like, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but just on a side note, like, wouldn't that be like a weird, like a second death if you weren't even memorable?
Mm.
Like in ancient society, you see those old Roman movies. Like, I remember Gladiator. You guys ever see that movie Gladiator? By the way, that's a rated R movie, so I'm not suggesting that for any teens listening to this podcast. But like, you know, a little spoiler alert, because it came out like 25 years ago. But in the very beginning, he's like, fight today, and after today, they'll write songs about you. They will be singing your stories for years and years to come. So they were getting the warriors all hyped up to fight by telling them that you will be remembered. They will tell your kids, and their kids will tell stories about how valiantly you fought today. People back then just want to be remembered. People today right. just want to be remembered. So Kay, I'm going to pass this over to you, because you know, you obviously wrote a book about your mom and her memoirs. And, you know, I was, you know, with you, you're part of me, my life mm-hmm. at that particular time when we're doing the radio show, when you lost yep. your mom right after your college career. So why don't you tell some first things that come to your mind?
Yeah, man, you hit the nail right on the head with the first couple of things, as far as like, don't isolate yourself. Sometimes I still myself, you can ask Britt, I still battle with this at times, where I just seclude myself and remove myself from just everything. And at that time, sometimes I just allow myself just to think. So that is true. Do not isolate yourself, because that dark shadow cloud is just going to come raining over you. And it's very hard to get out of it. Yeah. Like a dark storm. And then secondly, when you talked about the stories are everything. That's everything.
That's why you wrote the book, right?
That's why I wrote the book. You know, I took my mother's journals and all those stories within it and published it. And just that add on stories about, you know, every time I speak with someone, they always talk about a story about my mom, and it will just lifts me up. I'm like, man, yeah, that shit, that was her crazy self right there. Yeah, that was her. Yeah. And so it's cool, like, to hear stories. And like, one of the other things too is just like dedicating like a memorial or a ritual that you do to kind of remember them in a way of significance. Like for me, what I do is like every birthday I have, we go down to Galveston. You know, that's where I was originally born, in Galveston, Texas. We'll go down to the beach and the whole family would just go. We'll just have a good time. For my mother's birthday, I just throw on some Erykah Badu, because that was my mother's favorite artist. You know what I'm saying? We jam in back when we used to roll around the convertible Mustang or the old school Lexus. Me and my mom used to put in that little
Call Tyrone.
You know it, man.
Because you can't use my phone.
Hey, you know, we couldn't roll down the windows too much because she used to get her hair done and it would mess up her hair. You know how black women are with their hair. And so those are just good times. And so I would say, you know, make sure you have like a memorial or a ritual that you have in dedication of them, to where they still feel alive. That presence is still there. And then lastly, it's like, just be gentle with yourself. You know, just be gentle. Don't be too hard. I know I remember on the radio show, the Quit Tripping radio show, I had mentioned that sometimes I feel like football was the biggest curse to me, because it took me away from my mother and the problems that she was dealing with. I couldn't be there at home with her, like to help her through when she had to go to the hospital and I'm in Utah playing. And, or I'm, you know, when I went, when I was with the Los Angeles Rams, she just got admitted to the hospital. It's like, oh, I can't leave now. Or when I went to the Canadian Football League and she had to go, like, I can't leave now. Like, and so I always felt like football, like, took me away from her in a way, you know, even though I was playing for her, it kind of took me away. And that was, you know, when I was spoken on a Quit Tripping radio show, I felt like, you know, I lost a lot of time with her, especially in her latter part of years, because I was always, you know, clung to football because I had to go here. It had to be at practice, you know. So, so all those regrets, you know, you just got to be gentle with yourself. You know,
I was just saying that exact same thing. You took the word out of my mouth, regret. Mm-hmm. This last class, when I was telling you about some kids in my classes that all shared, like a lot of them shared, they lost a grandparent recently. One kid, such a sweet kid, choked on his words. He could barely talk after he said his grandpa passed away. And he goes, I just feel so bad because, and he couldn't say what he felt bad about, but what he did say is just the word regret. And then other kids were like, yeah, I just took my grandparent for granted. I took my parent for granted. They're always there. Like, yeah. Next thing you know, they're gone. And these kids are sitting there going, I'm a teenager. I'm supposed to be focused on school, sports, like that. And I feel like I was a bad grandchild, a bad child. I felt like that just heaviness of regret. So I'm glad you touched upon that, because obviously you have the experience you have. It's hard not to beat yourself up for stuff that you know today that you didn't know back then. Like, I should have done this. I should have done that. Right. Rojo, I know you're not the only person. I know you're pretty young when you lost your father, but I assume you've also lost other people in your life. So any thoughts or any nuggets of information you want to share in regards to that question?
Well, I mean, K. Scott, thank you for sharing. That was really important, because currently, just a couple of days ago, I was speaking to my brothers and my sisters, and I mentioned exactly what you were saying about having a ritual. Like, I don't remember a lot about my father and when he was killed and things like that when I was younger. I don't remember a lot of just memories. They don't brighten up. You can see a picture and it's just like, oh, I remember that, you know, or like you said, a song that your mom, artist, your mom loved, Erykah Badu. Mm-hmm. I didn't have that ability. I didn't have that memory that I didn't fill up my memory slots with my dad before he was killed. So it was a lot of the things that I don't really know. But recently, like I was just about to mention, recently I'm talking to my family and I was telling my brothers and sisters, hey, I'm coming out there for 4th of July. How about, it's one memory that I can fully remember because I always hear about it. How about 4th of July, we go to the park where my dad used to always take us as a family. And even if they don't have the fireworks anymore, let's just go and let's just share some stories, because I don't remember or know anything. So I told my oldest brother, I told my second to the oldest brother, and I said to my mom as well, I'm like, maybe y'all can share some things that can kind of help me and help all of us kind of be able to laugh a little bit, you know, joke, enjoy the moment, and really all of us take in these different stories, because it's a lot of stories about my dad that I don't even know about. Yep. So it's been tough to deal with the loss, because he was a loved one. But then sometimes I have my doubts and my thoughts of like, what part do I love the most? And it's just, I have to listen to the stories and try to put it all together. So my situation is a little bit different than the most. It's like, I'm trying to, like a good example I'll use is like, I'm trying to put together this puzzle piece, but I don't know where the pieces are at, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's like,
sure,
would this puzzle piece ever be completed? I'm not sure, because I'm still missing the most important pieces. And that's like the roundup of how I feel about my father, is that the picture is important, the puzzle is very important, but yet the pieces are just lost for now. And so I can figure out a way to find one by one. And me being 36 years old now, it's going to just happen, but it's going to take a lot of time, a lot of patience, a lot of leaning on my family, on my brothers and my sisters, just to kind of get through this losing of a loved one, where I can't even explain how it is, the feeling that I have, other than I got to lean on my brothers and my sisters about it.
Yeah. And the toughest part, like when you're thinking about it too, cause you mentioned how you got kids now. Right. And so, you know, my daughters, like when I have my oldest, Brooklyn, and she looks at my mom's like, at first she was like, who was that? You know? Mm-hmm. And then as, you know, we start telling her stories and she starts seeing her more frequently. Now she knows, oh, that's Grandma Trish. You know what I'm saying? So like, then putting the puzzle pieces together, just so the kids, you know, the future down the line can see it. That's why sharing stories are so important in that connection. So I totally agree with you.
Yeah, I was just going to say the exact same, basically the same thing. It's like, isn't it crazy how powerful stories are? Look what captivates, like, what's the determining factor of a really good movie? Well, it's got to have a really good story.
Yep.
Before it has characters, you have great actors and funny, but if there's no good storyline, it won't, right? Yeah. Same thing with like a song. The best songs tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
They trigger that emotional memory, whether it be a sad story, a happy story, a fun, loving story, a story of like mishap, learned a tough lesson, right? Stories, the narrative of our lives. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we tell ourselves the wrong stories, and it can totally devastate our life. It's stories that other people created for us that weren't really true, right? Doesn't help us. Sometimes we got to go back and rewrite the story. Sometimes we got to be like, hey, listen, yeah, that's how my life was up to this point, but now it's no longer different. And I think when we, you know, all of us having kids here on this podcast, we can tell you as OGs that sometimes the only way that other people will get to know the people that you've lost and you miss and you wish were still there, you wish you could have one more day, is you got to tell their story.
Yeah.
And sometimes that story comes with some hard lessons. I know the story that I tell my kids about my biological mom, story of, you know, Beauty and the Beast. You know, and same thing with their grandma. She's beautiful and she had a dark side to her as well. But that dark side wasn't there by accident. Grandma, she went through some hard things. And as they get older, I can give them a little bit more, you know, examples of those hard things. But I don't want my kids to ever not know where they came from, who laid the groundwork for them. They didn't just wake up one day with these cool technologies, devices. And I know you guys probably feel the same way. It's like my kids, they got a dope pair of shoes to wear to school every day. Right. I'm like, damn, you got like multiple pairs of shoes. I'm lucky if I had one, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, as long as they know the stories of how we got here, it just didn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah. Yep.
Well, you know, that living, people living through the stories, I think that's important. So for whoever sent this question in and anyone out there, it's, you know, missing a loved one, they are living through you.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. That's why I love athletes and musicians. They'll wear like little trinkets, or whatever, like, you know, write people's names or their numbers, you know, on their body or whatever. And they just want to, you know, say, hey, you know, this person's life is worth remembering. This person means a lot to me. And I don't know. I just think for all of us on this podcast, all of us have lost at least one parent. I've lost both. Well, my two grandparents raised me and my biological mom, you know, they've all passed away now. all I want my kids to remember is those things that they can take for themselves. Like, they're hard workers, they're charismatic, they're hurt and pain. It's like, yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit, but that was just part of what made their story so much greater, that they went through hard things. That's right. Not who they were. It's just what they went through.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
All right, you guys. Well, thank you as always for sending the questions. People, keep on coming with the questions. Hit us up in the DMs. We told you guys where you guys can follow all of us on social media at the beginning of the podcast. Follow us on Light the Fight, also on YouTube, Until That's Turned to OG Therapy. Go to www.patreon.com/lightthefight. If you want to pay an extra $5, $6, $7 to help us keep the lights on here so we can have all the equipment and gear, pay for all the little technical stuff that we can keep on delivering you this delicious OG therapy advice. And as always, remember, when life's got you beat up, down on your knees, and you're wondering, please, please, please don't forget to listen to your OGs. Thanks again. Talk to you soon.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.